This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You to imagine life without law enforcement. Okay? In other words, all the bad guys and girls, all the folks out there who don't follow rules and don't follow signs,
it's a no-gun zone. Oh, okay, let me run back to the car and put the gun in the glove compartment. Then I'll go into the mall, since it's a no-gun zone. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, hello. I'm talking about the people that don't follow the rules.
What? Everybody follows the rules.
No, speeding's illegal too, right?
So
because there's a sign there that says 70 or 75, nobody ever goes over that, right?
Just telling you, there are people in this world that don't follow rules. Now, somebody that might inch over the speed limit a little bit here or there, that's one thing, but it... Trust me, if we knew there was no law enforcement, no speed enforcement on I-29, I-94, what do you think the speed would be? Wouldn't be anywhere near the speed limit, would it? Here's what I'm getting at. Here's what I'm getting at, folks. I am looking at a story right here that says the Vermont, it's a city councilor, I guess, in Vermont, that is considering disarming the town's police force.
Oh, you're talking about the woman in Burlington, Vermont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. She wants to disarm the police. Okay, now I'm going to look at another story, and there's a ton of these out there. According to the union, Seattle cops are leaving the force due to frustration over city politics. Police union calls what's happening in Seattle a mass exodus. I saw a story about Minneapolis, how responses to law enforcement situations and life or death situations are being delayed because they can't fill all the positions on the police force. So law enforcement is saying, I'm out of here. And they're saying, I'm out of here because there is an anti-cop environment that's out there. There's a kind of thinking like this, a genius on the city council in Burlington saying, maybe we should disarm them.
Oh,
yeah.
My head wants to explode.
And by the way, you don't get a car anymore. You get a bicycle and a bell.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, folks. This is what we need to think about. Now, I hope that there are reasonable Democrats within the sound of my voice, at least here in the heartland of America, that say, what is going on there? But you have to acknowledge fringes of your party are the reason cops are leaving the force.
True.
Barack Obama, former president of the United States, who's revered by many on the left still today, I have no idea why, he was a disaster. He was a disaster as a president. He led the charge in cop bashing and thinking the worst of cops. He led the charge, and this is the residual we have for it now. I worry about it.
Oh.
Because I think there's a day when, we get to a point where it's okay, you can fend for yourself. There isn't law enforcement here to protect us.
Well, then you got guys like the Portland mayors with Antifa saying, just let them kind of do their thing. Don't engage.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yes. Yeah. Let the lawlessness reign. You know,
oh, unreal.
So that story in Vermont struck me in contrast to what I'm hearing over and over. And I'm dropping my jaw going, what in the world? Can't fill the positions. They can't fill the positions because there's more cops leaving than they can bring in. People don't want to apply for the job. They're leaving the job. That's not good. Here's my number one question. Democrats, in the heartland at least, should stand up to this and say, that doesn't represent us. It's wrong. Ferguson, Dallas, go down the list. and doesn't represent us. It's wrong. Democrats need to stand up to this stuff. That's why they're leaving. That's where the politics comes from. It's not Republicans that are saying, damn dang cops, they're always the problem. It's not that.
What you need to do is you need to take a woman like this city council member in Burlington, Vermont, put a uniform on her and take her out on the streets for a couple of weeks. Here, you come with us. Don't put a gun on. Come on. You just come with us. Has she ever done a ride-along?
I mean, that's why they have those.
It's ridiculous.
Texas, you're going to be in that position, you should at least go through the Citizens Police Academy or something like that. So you know.
Dave emails, you can thank all this anti-cop BS on Obama. I don't disagree with that. I think he led the charge, but he's ancient history now. Other than being a kingmaker, I guess, in the Democratic Party. That's why I'm saying Democrats here now. Heartland, I want to hear from you to say that doesn't represent me. Because there has to be a wing of the Democratic Party that pushes back against this nonsense. Please. You have to. Sort of like the extremist environmentalist stuff. You get that numbskull O'Rourke running around saying that the flooding in Guatemala was caused not by God, not by nature, but by the U.S. We did it. It's our fault. I mean, it's just idiotic. Not
based and by the way, did he really say that now he's favoring abortions up until the time of birth?
Yeah,
I was reading about that last night.
Yeah, I have a story up on Facebook about that very thing. This guy's, but crazy. You know what? He's doing that to appeal to a fringe of the party that, in my view, needs to be countered by reasonable folks that don't agree with that. Where are you? I want to hear from you. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Does this worry anybody else like it worries me? You can talk about that or anything today. That's why we ask the question, what's on your mind? So you got something else you want to chat about, that's okay, too. Senator John Hovind will join us. There's a new Customs and Border Patrol facility in North Dakota. What's that all about? Senator's going to join us to talk about that, as well as the economy, the trade deals that are impacting the economy, where are we at, what's the timeline, all that with Senator Hovind coming up. We're also going to talk with a member of Congress, some say the toughest member of Congress of all of them, a woman by the name of Virginia Fox. She's from North Carolina, but she's in North Dakota today talking workforce, talking with businesses that are innovating on workforce, talking with higher ed about what they're doing on workforce. So look forward to the conversation. Senator Kevin Cramer also is going to give us a TikTok walkthrough on his trip to the border in a tour led by Customs and Border Patrol agents of their assets at check-in points at the border, their holding facilities, all of that. He's going to walk us through all of that today. So we have that to look forward to. So a busy show again with a lot of commentary. So in the meantime, just tell me what's on your mind. Texter says, Scott, I'm starting to think this is all by design. Tearing down the system and creating chaos.
Something to that.
Yeah, let's think about that a second. What is the motivation of somebody that is anti-cop?
Anarchy.
I think there's an element of the Democratic Party, the liberal wing, that has to placate the loudest, wildest voices in their base, right? So I think there's some of that. So you sort of just go along because you better go along. You're being dragged along sort of by the squad and their ilk. That'd be one thought. I guess the other could be, chaos. Just that, you know, it's sort of the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals, right? And there is a wing of that party that's, you know, the wing of that Democratic Party, that liberal viewpoint, has been around for a long time. It would probably fit what the texter is talking about there. Somebody just sent me a sign of a speed monitor. You know those little signs they put up?
Yep.
and they show the speed limit, and then they show you your speed. And somebody next to that little gizmo put up a handmade sign that said, high score, 58.
Nice.
Yeah. So
outstanding.
The meme says, friendly reminder, these are not intended to be used for competitive purposes. They're not intended to be used for competitive purposes, yeah. Another texter says, speed limit, is that the minimum? See what you guys started when you tied law enforcement to speed limits.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, that's the...
All you guys, 100%, you own it. All right, let me tell you this. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener special, you get a whole host of specials, 50% and beyond. Some really good deals. But you need to click on the radio listener special. And it's my pillows, it's mattress toppers, it's bed sheets. How about this? The body pillow, regularly $89.99 with the promo code now $29.99. $60 off. So mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to your calls after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
Juven Tours and Travel makes travel fun, and you get to see the best shows like the Norse Cliffs Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59, and that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodations, and some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota, for six big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library, the Texas Tenors, the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater, Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. Two-day tours with guide and motor coach, one-night hotel, two luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Minda Church and Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at JuvenTours.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. The 2020 HD pickups are in, but that means the 2019s are getting cut loose at tremendous deals. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind at 20 past the hour. Unarming law enforcement. One Vermont city contemplating that. Any connection to the fact that it is very challenging right now to recruit law enforcement officials. There are open positions. There's delayed responses because law enforcement are leaving the profession. Cops are saying, I'm done. I'm out of here. This worry you at all?
I think we got openings in Bismarck and Mandan, and I don't think you'll ever find anybody in city government in that in those towns saying, we want to get rid of your guns, though.
Yeah, thankfully, there's. But my point is, I think that that's just one element of it. I mean, it's the stupidity. It's to blame the cops first when they're put in these horrible situations.
But we should be recruiting from Vermont now.
You know, and by the way, you're racist and hateful if you suggest that someone in the backyard of a home, pitch black, who is looking to break into that home has some culpability for putting themselves in a position where a law enforcement officer would be responding and not knowing what he has there. It's a dangerous situation, but who created the dangerous situation? The thug that decided they were going to take a gun into somebody's backyard. Right?
Mm-hmm.
800-228-0550. I really think, this is what is driving my thought process on this. Democrats, reasonable liberals, have to speak out against this, to say this is not us. That politics, that's not us. Nope. Not a chance. Texter says, Scott, I think you give the left too much credit. They never specify. There's just a wing of the conservative party that feels this way or feels that way. We need to call them all out. That will make them defend their position. Every time we say there's an element of the Democrat Party or some middle-of-the-road Democrats, we give them all an out. That's true. Certainly in the double standard front. Texter says, and if every, there's a different texter, different listener, and if everyone was Republican, there'd be no problems, right?
We'd have cops with guns.
Yeah, we wouldn't have that. Everything would be good for the cops. Yeah. We'd have less cop hating going on. Could say that at least. Olympic Games in Berlin. Unarmed police. Troubles. Yeah. Gary in a remote bunker in western South Dakota.
Yeah.
Why are you telling us that, Gary? It's, you're giving away your secrets of where you're located.
Well, I'm normally in Sturgis and Spearfish in remote western South Dakota. You almost caught me. I usually hear both sides of the on-air and the delay broadcast, but you almost, I didn't want to sound like I was calling from a Uranus on the feedback. I didn't want to get your equipment all riled up.
Yeah, it's kind anyhow, of you. Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, anyhow, both Fargo and Bismarck. But anyhow, I make some of my income by recycling aluminum cans and brass and copper wire and lead and but the price continues to go down. I don't know why that is. I'd like to blame it on Mr. Trumpster, but I don't know for sure if that's the case. But
well let's start there. Why would you
have to do with the
why would you
China,
want to
trading and he's probably responsible for it.
What you said?
I'm
want
a liberal
to...
Democrat.
Okay, so now
down
now
here
you're
in conservative western South Dakota. So that's my that's
can
what's
hear...
on my mind this morning.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay, I don't know if Gary can hear me or doesn't want to hear me. I don't know which it is, but he can or can't. He can hear me. He just didn't want to. have a conversation.
No.
I was going to ask why it is that he wants to blame Donald Trump. He doesn't really have any facts, but because he then answered his own question because he said he was a liberal Democrat. That's why he wanted to blame him.
All right. He's willing to say, I want to, but as opposed to just automatically blaming. So he's taken at least that step.
Yeah, there you go. Jamie, traveling Highway 5, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Vermont should take a cue from New Hampshire. New Hampshire has some of the laxest gun laws in the nation, kind of like North Dakota does. And Vermont, the crime rate in Vermont is lower than Canadian crime rate even. Everybody is allowed to have guns. There's no restrictions on them, basically. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just wondering if you think Vermont is actually going to take up, your advice here. I'm guessing Vermont is.
I doubt they will, but
yeah, we got Joe Biden, we got Bernie Sanders, we got Joe Biden's Delaware. Sorry, but there's quite a political element in Vermont, so I wasn't surprised one iota, honestly.
Well, that's all it is. It's political.
Yeah, it's one of your more socialist states out there, so.
Exactly. If you look at the gun violence rates in any state that is controlled by Democrat and has the most restrictive gun laws, they are the ones with the most gun violence by FBI statistics. It's people, you just have to look it up. It's there for you to see. Gun control does not mean violence control.
Jamie, great points. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Texter says the fumes in that bunker are making that dude that called in goofy. we'll let other listeners analyze other listeners.
Gun control does not, what was it? Does not help violence control. I got to put that on a T-shirt. That's perfect.
China raised the import tariffs on U.S. scrap, copper, and aluminum. So I'm guessing that's why he would say, he's getting less of a price. I don't know if that's impacting the actual price that is being paid, but it looks to me like you'd ought to blame China for raising import tariffs. Oh, no, Trump's to blame because he did what? Well, he actually decided that we were not going to stand idle any longer and let China rip us off. They steal from us, and nothing's ever been done about it. So in addition to getting a better trade deal, you also say, you can't do that anymore. Gary, in his fume-filled bunker in South Dakota, liberal Democrat or not, ought to be cheering the president for that. Cheering it. Because the opposite of not wanting the president to be successful in this trade battle is to say, thank you, ma'am, may I have another? Thank you, ma'am, may I have another? Just keep bending over and letting them whack you across the, hind end. Because that's what's been happening to us. Please. Don't fall into that camp. Just say, I don't like it because it's him that's doing it. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. How about you? More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation at a VA medical center in Clarksburg, West Virginia, finds at least one suspicious death that may be a possible homicide. In April of last year, the 82-year-old Vietnam vet was admitted to the medical center. He was improving when suddenly, 3 days later, he was dead.
Lawyer Tony Odell says there may be another 10 patients who've met the same fate.
They all seem to have the sudden hypoglycemic event, and then they passed and died.
The Department of Veterans Affairs saying it's looking into the deaths as it investigates potential wrongdoing at the Lewis Johnson Medical Center. Puerto Rico is bracing for an expected direct hit from now tropical storm Dorian later today. Could be a hurricane by the time it hits Puerto Rico and then sets its sights on Florida this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
What's on your mind? Telephone number to join the conversation on the program. Very easy. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Local number to 701, just 258-0550. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And also text us, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Senator John Holman going to join us in just a couple of minutes here this morning. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome. By the way, the senator is making his way to the Grand Forks Air Force Base for an event at 10 this morning, marking the grand opening of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection newly renovated unmanned aerial systems training center at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Isn't that something? And that project made possible in part by $8 million. It came from the Homeland Security Appropriations Committee that Senator Hovind is a member of. So that's happening here in a little bit. In the meantime, we'll get to chat about a couple of things in the news, including that. Senator Hovind, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
I was just telling the audience that you're on your way to this U.S. Customs and Border Protection Unmanned Aerial Systems Training Center at the Air Force Base. So nice to know that of all the activity going on in the UAS base, it includes also being better able to, you know, protect our borders nationwide and train them right here, huh?
Well, that's it. We have to secure our southern border, but we also have to have a northern border that's secure. And we have a big role to play there in North Dakota. Grand Forks, this Grand Forks station, and what we're doing this morning is we're dedicating the Customs and Border Protection Air and Marine Operations Center. Like you said, it does training, but they have responsibility for 900 miles of border going all the way from the Great Lakes out to Montana. So think about that. That's about half the total southern border. So the southern border is around 2,000 miles. We have 900 miles of responsibility, eight-state region. And so we not only have the headquarters, the training facility here, which is located on Grand Forks Air Force Base, but they have a fleet of about 9 aircraft, including helicopters, fixed wing, and essentially the Predator, RQ-9 unmanned aircraft. And so they're patrolling and managing, coordinating with local law enforcement, but protecting that northern border. So, really important and really great that we not only have it here in Grand Forks, but we have this co-location with the Grand Forks Air Force Base.
What kind of activity are they seeing at the northern border that might be, I guess, a way to take advantage of what's happening at the southern border by bad actors, right? So you got a lot of personnel that have been pulled to the southern border, and that's well known. So it, I guess make the northern border a little less protected. Are they seeing anything that signals that people are trying that?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, as we do a better job of securing the southern border, then, of course, people can try and come in other places through the ports of entry, airports, and the northern border. These guys are pretty high-tech. I mean, they're sophisticated, and I think that's the biggest change just because of the nature of the northern border. And the other thing is they really do a good job on partnerships. Now, you see that with what we're doing here in unmanned aviation. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. But these guys work really well, not only with our military, but with local law enforcement and with the state authorities. And so just like we've got our guard flying drug interdiction, that kind of thing, with helicopters and infrared at night, you know, they coordinate with state and local law enforcement. And, you know, it's just part of an integrated effort because, yeah, you've got the same issues, whether somebody comes across bringing drugs or, you know, people coming here illegally, potential terrorist threats, counter UAS, somebody trying to come in here with any kind of aviation assets, just a whole range of things.
Steve from Mandan, question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, John, Scott, how are you guys this morning?
Great, sir.
Good. I just wanted to comment on how radical the Democrats have gotten. It's sad and embarrassing and detrimental to the country. Flashback to, 1959 with John F. Kennedy, running for president and becoming the nominee. He wouldn't be allowed as a delegate at a Democratic convention in the last, couple of cycles, and certainly not in 2020. I mean, he was a small government, pro-life Catholic, that believed in reducing taxes. And, what is it, ask not what you can do for your country, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. The Democrats don't even, their mantra is, what can we possibly give you next, is how far they've gone. Does the mainstream Democrat, I know you can't answer that, John, but do they get that? Do they realize what socialism is and what their party stands for, how it's changed in 50 years or 55 years, whatever?
You know, Steve, it's interesting. I was up last Friday, I was up at Minot, and we had a graduating class from the Job Corps Center in Minot. And, of course, as you know, Job Corps is a program started by JFK. And I told those graduates, I said, hey, you're graduating with a skill. You're going to go out there. You're going to, control your own destiny, be a productive citizen. And this is a Job Corps program that was started actually by JFK. And I quoted the very quote you just said, asked that what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country. And think about that. That's good for the individual because it's about how we achieve self-fulfillment, but it's good for our country.
And now Bernie Sanders and that other crazy guy running for president wants a guaranteed income, whether you work or not. How do you pay for that?
No, look, socialism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. We know that. We're seeing it around the world. And like you said, we've got to get back to our fundamentals, the fundamentals that made this country so strong, less tax, less regulation, controlling government, smaller government, getting strong military, strong support for law enforcement, and then the individual has that opportunity to, succeed and live life the way they want to live for themselves and their families.
Speaking of law enforcement, this whole environment that law enforcement in right now dates back to the Obama administration, and it doesn't do much good to blame the Obama administration because they're gone, but it has created quite an atmosphere. And Steve, to your point, that fringe of the liberal it's the Democratic Party, and whatever label you want to hyphenate it with is fine with me, but Senator, I'm curious, if you talk to the police unions, law enforcement are leaving in droves. We're talking about protecting the border. If they say, enough already, I don't have the support I need, and, day in and day out, this is, I'm out of here. If more Fergusons happen and cops are to blame, not the actual criminals, and you have goofy things like in Vermont disarming the the police officers being discussed, to the point where law enforcement says, I'm out of here. We have a very different country in a very short period of time. How do you push back against that, against in this current environment? Democrats didn't want that.
We have to stand up for law enforcement. We have to stand up, you know, for our police officers. We have to stand up for Customs and Border Protection. We have to support the law. You can't have things like sanctuary cities and this selective law enforcement. The law and enforcement of the law is what protects all of us, regardless of your political views. That's how you protect not only ourselves in terms of safety, but our First Amendment rights, free speech. We've got to be there for our law enforcement.
I want to talk about the status of the trade deals. The term that I hear often from, farm groups mainly is, that farmers are getting a little jittery. We've asked again and again, honestly, on this program, tell us, is it time to cut a deal? You'll take less of a good deal just to be done with this? Or should he stay the course and stay the plan? And the vast majority, overwhelming majority, are not shy to say, get the right deal. We've been this far. How long has this been terrible? Do the right deal. What is your sense of where North Dakota farmers and ranchers are at right now on the China deal and overall on the president's trade policy?
Well, that's it. I mean, obviously they're concerned. We get it. I mean, Chinese targeted our farmers and ranchers. We know that. But by the same token, what I'm hearing is they want better trade deals. They want access to markets. They know that China is cheating. We got to knock down those barriers. We got to make them, respect the law, protect our agreements, stealing our rights. And you're seeing some progress. And obviously, we got the European deal on beef a couple weeks ago. I was at the White House when we announced that. You saw now we've got an agreement in principle with Japan. That's good because Japan is our third largest ag market, and they buy wheat. We grow a lot of wheat. They buy beef. We have a lot of beef. They're going to buy a lot of corn. We raise a lot of corn. So that's good. That's a step. We got to get USMCA through the House. We're ready to go in the Senate, but we got to get the House to take it up. That's Canada, two huge trading partners. I think we can get a good deal with England. That's a big market. And all these things help put pressure on China. But we got to get China to play fair.
China playing fair seems to be a product of, who blinks first in this whole deal. There are a lot of reports that their economy is faring far worse from this trade battle than ours. But, of course, they don't have a free market economy, and I guess, their leaders don't necessarily care if people are, in some kind of pain. But what is your sense of, the status of this deal? Do you think that, have they had enough pain where they want to do a deal? Are they motivated to do a deal, or are they going to wait this president out until after the election?
Scott, I think your description's accurate there. The challenge, though, is not just an economic deal. I think, actually, the administration made good progress on the economics. I liked what they were doing in terms of both ag and energy. I think it would have been very good for North Dakota. But the reason the deal, in essence, didn't happen is because the Chinese backed up because of the enforcement measures. In other words, the provisions in there that made sure that they couldn't cheat on the agreement, just like they're doing now. And that's where they backed up. And so it's complicated by essentially their political issues. In other words, the party's control of the country in an autocratic country. And the other thing is national security issues, all this stuff you're seeing with Huawei and their efforts to really infiltrate and get all of our technology. So that's why it's tougher. That being said, yes, I think there's a lot of pressure on their economy. And the negotiations are going on, and we got to keep pushing to get a deal as soon as we can.
And you mentioned the USMCA. I mean, that's done, right? It just needs a vote in the House.
That's right. Absolutely. And we could pass it in the Senate today, but it's got to start in the House.
And Nancy Pelosi, what, waiting to, get more Democratic votes so she can call it a Democratic win? Is this politics? All of us wondering, what the holdup is. I'll save your answer for after the break here. Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind. More after this timeout. Don't go away.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by McKenzie Minerals today. Are you being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals? Before you do anything, talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker, because supporting mineral owners is what they do. That's their number one focus at Mineral Tracker. It means they make sure you get the best price for your minerals. They have a team of experts. They know the market. They know the industry. Consistently been able to get their mineral owners a higher price than the original offers every single time. So if you're looking to sell, first talk to Jeff and Joel at Mineral Tracker. They have your back, and get that free app. It is a great one. 833-842-2924 or mineraltracker.com. Back with Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind. So USMCA only requires a vote of the House. Nancy Pelosi, does she actually even have it yet? That's the other thing I hear once in a while, that she doesn't even have it yet because the White House is sort of deferring to her to say, yep, we're ready. I mean, so there's politics going on here. But are you confident she's going to call a vote at some point?
Well, I hope so. When I talked to the trade team not too long ago, and that includes Lighthizer, who's leading the charge, he really feels that he can get her to bring it up this fall. And, I mean, I talked to the whole crew, including the president, vice president, Mnuchin, the whole works, and Lighthizer's the lead, and he's saying he thinks he can get her to bring it up in the fall. But we need to keep it, front and center to put the push on, because the votes are there. The votes are absolutely there in the House, and we're ready to go in the Senate. Matter of fact, if we could do it, we'd do it right now.
Now, farmers that are positively impacted are between the deals that have been announced recently, Japan, the European Union, the USMCA, once it's done, that's a ton of growers. I know the China deal is big on soybeans. Do you have another insurance policy on finding a place for more soybeans that you've been working on for a while? Give us an update on that soybean plant at Jamestown. Where are we at with that?
No, that's a great point, Scott, because we've got to look at where we're making progress and where we can make progress. And like we're talking about, whether it's the beef deal with the EU, whether it's Japan, working on a deal with Great Britain, which can absolutely happen. Getting the USMCA through the Congress are big markets in Canada and Mexico. But we can do more in terms of taking control of our own destiny, too, which is why I'm working so hard on getting that soybean crush plant near Jamestown at Spiritwood, that ag energy park. That would take millions of bushels of soybeans. And then the oil goes out to that refinery west of Dickinson, so you make renewable diesel for the West Coast. Now we've replaced some of that dependency on China, and we're controlling our own destiny. So those are the kind of things we've got to keep pushing as well.
What is the linchpin to getting the soybean processing plant up in Jamestown? Is it private investment? Is it a company's stepping up? What are you looking to do? What do we need to get it done?
you nailed it. All of the above. And that's why we're working so hard to get it done. I think there's real interest in doing it because, like I say, you're now talking about millions of bushels that we can process right here, use the DDGs to feed cattle. Now we control our destiny. It reduces our dependence on foreign markets. So we want those foreign markets. But anytime we can do more to reduce our risk and have more options, we got to do it. So, yes, it's all those things. The biggest thing, but I shouldn't say that's the biggest, but raising money is part of it, although there are, again, it's just putting the deal together. Now, right now, I'm optimistic we can get it, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future. But, there's just a lot of things that go into making it happen, because you're talking, probably at least a quarter of a billion-dollar deal.
Let's see here. Chris is on the road, has a question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Chris, you're up.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Last night I was watching a special report. I think it was Matthew Conmetti that said that he thinks there's a strong possibility that Trump's goal may ultimately be to sever all economic ties with China, which would be perfectly fine by me, especially when you look at the fact that 80% of our pharmaceuticals and our military technology comes from China. And for the last, what's their biggest geopolitical enemy, which makes no sense to me at all, and for the last 25 years, they've done nothing but rob us, replicate us, and then replace us on the global market. And I hope to God that is the case.
Our economy built China, right? We helped build China into the power it is today. But to the expert's point that Chris is citing, would it make sense to have as an option in this to sever ties with China altogether?
Well, Chris, first off, thanks, for making that point. And obviously, we have to stand up to China. But I don't think China could ever allow that. Look at all the stuff they sell to our market. We're the biggest economy in the world. Do you really think China ultimately is going to let that happen when you see how much stuff they're selling to us? But the point is, we do have to stand up to them and make them honor their commitments and the agreements that we have.
Texter wants an update on the wall. I see there's a story in the Washington Post today. The president is really, behind the scenes, according to the Post at least, pushing hard to get wall built and get the stops pulled out. I know you've been working hard to get the Department of Homeland Security and the Corps of Engineers and others to, look at a good North Dakota company and Fisher Industries and use these private companies to expedite this. Any progress?
No, I think they're in the mix. I mean, there's going to be more bids going, and as you know, they've got a good technology, and they're on the bid list. And so, you know, I continue to believe they'll be part of that solution. And the bigger point is we've got to build that wall. And, the president and the administration are making progress. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, I know very well. As a matter of fact, this deal we're doing out here today, he came out here to Grand Forks Air Force Base with me, and that's when we agreed to do it a few years back. I worked closely with him. He's strong, and he's pushing to get things done in terms of not only building the wall, but, you know, really getting the control of the southern border.
All right, Senator, thanks for the time. I'll let you go visit, see that facility you're talking about there, and at one busy airport, one of the busiest in the country. Yeah. We love it. Thanks, Senator. Good talking to you. You bet. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Piper's.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.